listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My program this evening is children. And I've been babbling a lot the last hour. I haven't made much headway with the people that called. Just nice conversations and little bits of information. Not like last night, which was magical. If you can call me with a problem and saying, I'm depressed, and I can hear that you're ready to talk about, let me sort of prickle you with little questions. Because all I need is them looking for something you couldn't see. And you could see it, but you didn't know what it meant. You wouldn't see it as the problem. You wouldn't see a photograph as a problem, say, for example. See, so if you love somebody and you're codependent on them and you keep taking that photograph out and you're codependent, you'll be in the grave with them and you have depression. See that? And that's the way, as I opened the program earlier, as the dictators, they act as a parent. They take over the parent. And they can only do so because the parents have failed and they're looking for love in all the wrong places. And the dictators can actually do things and be a parent, do nice things for them, and then make them obligate them, codependency, and rob you of your freedom and give you money, things like our president has done this. But in a dictatorship of a household, if you take photographs of that person, or on a broader scale, if I can use Adolf Hitler and Stalin, and have pictures everywhere, statues, pictures everywhere. The picture acts like the person. The belt you wear, the belt somebody wears that looks like the belt that was your father beat you with, but the person is not a bad person, he's just got the belt. But the belt will cause you to think of the person as your father. And immediately the programming of hatred in you increases. And he hasn't done a thing to you. It is like that. It's just a color. So, let me give you another one. So a little girl, 12 years old, is taken into a car, red Chevrolet on a rainy night. See? And at nighttime, in the evening, the bells ring midnight, and it's raining, as I said. And the person who did it to you had, you know, red hair and blue eyes, and he was about 50 years old. And he raped you, and you screamed. But after a while, you could actually say you liked it. It's strange. I had an 85-year-old come from Ireland. Never to have my seminars, she never really told me why she came. And one of my helpers, you know, heard of that. He said, you've got to talk to Roy about that. So why didn't you talk? He says, well, when she finally says, she said, I liked it. And she had that for 80 years, or whatever, how old she was. But she had to get it off her. She could get it off her. She got stuck with it, fantasied with it all her life. And she seemed like an ordinary person, but she's broken. So these conditions are kept alive. All your habits are kept alive by your friends, by your drugs, by your alcohol, by the fiendship I call friendship, you call friendship. And so I'm trying to get you to see, to deal with your children better. But you do not realize that you worry about your kids. That's not trusting them. But the point is, what is trust? What is love? You just watch over them and just smile and happy, just happy joy, and just watching them. They don't get into danger. And slowly but surely, you let them more away from you until they don't need you anymore. The trouble is, you need them. Because if you're insecure, you need love. And the insecurity comes from not being able to find God, having lost him when you were born and came into the world. So you lost it there, and you're looking for it elsewhere. The love of the world. And you become the love of the world. And pretty soon your kid will run away and look for the love of the world, not yours, because, well, he's looking for love, but he sees that you are controlling him, and you're obligated to him, and you say, hey, there it is. So there you see, that's the opening to my program. So just give you some ideas of how you could deal with your children differently. All right.
Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, this is searching all of your wife. You don't want to search all of your wife, gentlemen. That's not good. Okay. Lisa, is our next caller, our first caller for the evening. Hello, Lisa. Is it Alyssa? Are you there, Alyssa? Oh, no, don't tell me she's not there. Yes, okay. She wants to save her grandchildren. 800-866-8883. 800-866. Well, give me the other call, and that way... Oh, she's there now. Alyssa.
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, young lady.
How are you?
I am strong as a horse.
I know you are. I know you are. And I want to thank you so much for the work that you do.
Well, you called me last night, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And you helped me a lot. And my day has been so unbelievable since I spoke with you. And I'm calling you tonight because my issue is different from last night, which was about the alcohol.
Yes.
And the drugs.
Yes.
Because I really feel like you helped me with that to a degree. And I missed the earlier part of the show, but I caught some of it, and I feel like I may be repeating because I'm a grandmother. I have 10 grandchildren.
Yes.
And... right now I'm living with my daughter and her husband with their grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have other grandchildren, and I watch them degenius the grandchildren, and I'm wondering how can I be of assistance to them from where I am. Because I'll tell you, I am going to continue with the meditation. I feel awake, and I want to thank you.
I know. It's an interesting thing, isn't it, to be awake? He didn't know you were sleeping all your life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you are awesome.
You cold? No, I'm just joking with you.
Yeah. I mean, I actually have two issues, but we're only going to talk about one tonight. Tomorrow I'll call about the other one.
Right.
But what can I do to help? How I see the things, because I was one of the bad parent, you know, that didn't have, that the father didn't do the right thing, that different things happened. How do I support my grandchildren?
It's very easy. It's very easy. What my children, all my children, my grandchildren, all of them, They, most of them love me. Most of them do, and some of them don't. Because they need, there's going to be, you know, there's some reasons for it, which I, nothing to do with me.
You know what? They come in and they are awake. And when I see how, like...
You've got it. You've got it.
The way people talk to them, what they say to them, and how they're not allowing them. Like, yes. How do I help them through the situation I'm in? Because, like, my mother, my grandmother died. My mother owns the house. I live here in the house with my sister. My daughter just moved in with her husband and her child. And I have two other grandchildren because I have two daughters and one son. And I see the genius happening
in the
a while ago.
Yes.
But because of the way I was, I didn't feel like I could say anything because I was
Stop. You're just saying a lot. You have, you're saying everything. No, you don't be self to be sorry. But you...
I want to hear you, though.
Yes, I understand. See, what you have, what you got last night, that freedom, correct? It's like being free. It's like you're being... You don't... Nobody owns you. Yeah, nobody owns you, but something freed you from that ownership that made you unhappy and broken. You found God last night. You didn't realize it.
I know, I didn't. Thank you.
I know. You found him. We just had a nice conversation. And because I am who I am, now you are who you are. And now all you have to be is like I am to you, to them.
So how do I do that? How do I block all that?
No, you don't
language.
Have to block it. No, this is all these secret things that you did wrong as a kid, as a young person. They will come to the surface.
Or a young parent, or as a parent who didn't have a father that was appropriate for my children.
That's right. And I became your dad last night. I became just a temporary, a sort of substitute dad for a moment. Just for a moment. And now you're free. That's what a dad does. It's just that touch. And now you've got these children who will recognize the child in you. You have a child in you.
But I recognize them conforming. I recognize them conforming. I don't want them to do that.
Now give me an example.
Okay, so like they joke. Well, for me, growing up, when people would say things to me as a joke, and they would say, oh, I'm only playing, but it was something mean and evil. I knew that was wrong. And I see them doing that to my grandchildren. But now I'm standing up for them. And I think that after the energy, what you gave me last night, everybody recognized that today. And, like, people were, like, backing off. Or, like, when I wasn't in the room, nobody would say anything. But then they would do it behind my back when I couldn't see it, how they would do the children, and I knew it was wrong.
Let me say, because I got other callers tonight, and I don't mean to push.
I don't mean to push you
away. I'm just going to try to say as much as I can. I spoke to you. If you were in a room and I see you, and somebody was being mean to you, I'd recognize it. I'd say, oh, excuse me, you don't speak to a lady like that. See? Oh, is it mind your own business? I said, this is my business. I'm passing something forward that you are in a dark way. So if you mind, just get back off, please. I want to speak to Elisa. See, it's the way you do it. It's in the tone of your voice. It's in the timing of it. So what I'm trying to tell you, don't worry about all the mistakes you make, because you've got enough time in the day for you to go for walks and smell the flowers and the trees and the bees. And just go walking, doing nothing is not nothing. It's allowing your consciousness, the conscience, to catch up with you. And then all of a sudden, something will happen. You have a squeak in a car wheel, or a dandelion seed will float cross your path and you'll wonder for a minute there's a God. Though I don't know how you think, but you're thinking all the time, but differently. And all of it, you're sort of like, your mind is cyclic, and the dark sides will also come up. Oh, there's something you never saw before. In other words, I got you to be distinct from your mental, your brain, your human brain, it will die at the grave, it will rot at the grave, but the soul, that should be in charge and be subject to God in the moment. You don't want to create any system of, what shall I say, you know, when shall I say it? No rehearsal to anything. You are going to be free, and when it's shown to you in that moment, you will be, your mouth will open and close, and the right words will come out, and you won't feel any disturbance, but the other person will either be, wow. Everybody in the room will be wow, but some people will hate you for that because they're already too far advanced in their corruption. See? But yes. You're going to get all kinds of problems. You don't care about the answers. Some will say, wow, that's wonderful, like you did with me.
See? Yeah, but how do I protect my grandkids? This is what my concern is.
No, you're protecting your grandchildren just by being there. By being there and not being afraid to quietly say, excuse me, whatever your daughter says or whatever your son-in-law says, excuse me, but that's not the way to do it. Mind your own business. It's my own business and my grandchild. And when I see something wrong, I tell them, and you're out of order. Yeah, get out of my house. No, it's my house. It's my mother's left it to me. And you just got married to the family, so you can get out if you want to. I'm staying where I am.
Yeah, just thank you.
You just taking advantage of what you got.
You drive me crazy. Oh my God, I love it.
You can't catch me at anything. I got to put my nose anywhere. I don't. But it's just the timing. I don't decide anything. My future takes care of itself, my story. I have a story when I look back. You couldn't write a story, I can tell you. How I survived everything.
You damn right.
It's just everything in my story. I never had to try to make a living. It's just I was making a living while I was living. See? You guys to
I'm
be
breathing that.
Not to be.
I am breathing that. Oh, how do you do it? Oh my God, how do you do it?
I don't. I it's my creator talking to me through you. Through me to you. And the reason is because you had it in your heart to validate.
I know.
All I've done is validate you what you had all along.
You validate me all
I validate
time.
You
Thank
had
you
it.
So much.
Yes, I didn't give you anything. I validated.
No, you did.
No, but I awakened you to what you already had that was what was covered up by the muck of emotions and cruelty and reactions. So you need
I know,
now
and
you,
my fear about the children is
don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be yourself. If you want them to be themselves, show you what a self is like. Not a selfish person worry about what I do. Will I get thrown out? Will I do this? Will they hate me? No.
I don't care.
I want you to be able
that.
To. I want you to be able to do this. So one of your son-in-laws starts to yell and scream at you, and lie to you and say this person is that, and you know how
he does. He doesn't do it to me. He does it to the grandkids.
You just say, "Excuse me." You do not talk this way to your children. Oh, yeah?
That's right.
I said, you don't. And you hold your ground. And he's going to try to upset you. Remember, the reason you have a power now, you didn't know you had before, that's why you feel free. They can't upset you. In other words, you have now something in you. I have helped restore you to your childhood, your childhood, as you become as a little child. You had to become again as that little child. You found the little child in yourself, but you're grown up now. You don't have to owe yourself to anybody. See?
Love you.
Little children have to be addicted to their parents because it's natural for them to be suggestible to their parents.
Yes.
But the parents are wrong. And their parents and their parents' parents. This comes all the way through Paradise Lost. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread to the whole human race. You're free now, Elisa. You're free. Don't be afraid. Well, let me see. We've got quite a few calls tonight. So far, so good. The number is 800-866-8883. What was that, David? I'm sorry. This next call is good? Okay, this is Jolynn. All right. Let me give you, though, the number. Post Office Box. This is the Foundation of Human Understanding. And if you want to donate, pay it forward. That's what you, if you're enjoying this program and you're getting better and getting good advice or even getting freedom from my materials, which are free, especially if you can't afford it, you get it from whatever you can afford, whatever it is. I mean, I don't have much on my website. $10, you get all you need to set your sails in the sunset. See, that's how an old soul song, Red Sails in the Sunset, right? So that's all I want you to do. Just support my program. Will you please? And that way I can keep paying it forward. And if I get enough, $10 and $20, and you know, if you, whatever that is, if you can make it reoccurring, that would be nice. I'd appreciate it. And that way I'm looking at the money coming in. I'm looking at all the corruption and the violations and the madness around, and the people don't see it. They're asleep. And the sleepy people are preying on sleepy people like parasites. See, we're doing unto others what was done unto us. We don't have to stop. So, and we'll take our call now. We're going to go to Jolynn. Hello, Jolynn. This is Roy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Now, you have a problem with an entity?
Yes.
Yes.
About 2 years ago, I had a real bad falling out with my mother and my sister. They did a real cruel thing to me, and I've not talked to them since. And I even called you about it, and you said just do what you need to do and let them go. And I did. But it was about a month ago, I was standing doing dishes, and all of a sudden this dark, black, evil thing came at me at the right side.
I understand that. I had that. I had the same experience.
Yeah.
I did.
Whose was yours?
Well, mine came from my wife.
Your wife? My God.
She had it in her since she was a child. She come from a very bad family. And she She did the best she could with it. She didn't know she had it. So I have a relationship with her. I have children with her. And then the last kid, that's where I got, where it came out in me. All of a sudden I was laying down in a trailer. And what, my hands began to turn to claws. My everything went black. I never seen black like that before. And down, and my ears were popping up, pointy. And I could see, if you could call it seeing, down in the deep blackness. I could not see it, but I knew something was there waiting for me. And all of a sudden, something made me say, "Oh, God!" And it disappeared. I've been good ever since.
Well, this came at me from the right side. It was dark. I knew it immediately. It was in my mother. I knew it was the
entity. Absolutely. That's correct.
And so I turned around. It didn't bother me at all. I knew that, and I went about my business. But it literally wanted to take like a bite out of me. It was just the most hideous, evil thing.
Yes, it comes through the generations.
Pardon?
It comes through the generations from the women.
Yeah.
It comes from the women into the men.
Wow. What do I just...
So when a man gets into a woman in an improper way, he inherits that too.
Wow.
He inherits it. He may not ever come out of him, he never see it, but he becomes weak for the woman because she represents Eve as a god.
Yeah.
The upside down relationship, you know, evil, Eve, Adam, God, separated from God. And therefore, what's the one? So that's the principle. It comes from the only man that ever did a sin, knowingly.
Wow.
So when we sin unknowingly, we're born into this world, and we're born into the world into a culture. But culture has lots of varieties of people, none of which are wholesome. None. Every man's in for himself. And there are basically decent people, but if you run into a decent person, they may not be. You really must not judge people as good or evil. Just keep your eyes open. That looks like a nice person.
Yeah,
it looks like a bad person, but you're not going to judge them. You're not going to put your faith in that person. And you're not going to be angry at that person. You just watch. And as you watch, they will feel watched. And every now and then, you might have to say something. But it's enough when they try to hurt you, and it doesn't bother you. You have to learn to deal with imperfect people that you're dealing with every single day. You have to deal with them perfect, calm.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, first time this ever happened, but by listening to you for so long and understanding it, it didn't scare me. It just,
You knew it wasn't you. See, the secret of the evil, it makes you think that it's you and its thoughts that it puts in you. It's a metaphysical phenomenon. God is a metaphysical phenomenon because he created the universe. The universe couldn't create itself. So it had to be created. And so what is created, you can't, is metaphysical. It's not physical, but the metaphysical creates the physical. But it's the same thing with destruction. The metaphysical can destroy creation.
Yeah.
And through people. And so we stand between the two worlds. And you came out all right. You see, you can let it go. You realize that this is not you. I'm not going to be you anymore. This is not real. You're not real. I'm not going to be angry with you anymore. I'm not going to be angry anymore because that's how you got into me. I came through my mom. See?
Yeah. Wow.
Are you okay now?
Yeah. I guess I realized it was, but knowing that it was from my mother, because my mother and I have never had a good relationship. And knowing that it was from her, it scared me like I did something wrong to attract it. You know, that's one of my thoughts.
Yeah, but that's not true.
I didn't think so.
That's not true.
Afterwards,
but whatever it got into you makes that lie a truth. And if you accept it, you get in it, and with a shock, you can accept that. And then you keep serving whatever it is that's in you and giving it a form.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Wow.
A metaphysical form. You don't want to take that metaphysical form to the grave.
No.
But if you learn to endure.
If you
learn to endure things without hating the hurter, if you're going to be that for the rest of your life, then all that's ugly will disappear and you become completely renewed as a human being, a human that's being, see? And nothing will touch you. You'll go through all kinds of dangers and hardly know it's there. That's all. You want to hold on a second or two? We'll make it. Okay. Be right back. I hope you're enjoying the program. I know that I can be a very disturbing individual. And you will also rock the boat when you start to change. Elisa called a little while ago. You see how she jumped for joy and how quickly she grasped the simple things I was saying. Life is very simple. It is so simple, there's nothing to do. Then you may ask yourself, what do you mean there's nothing to do? You need a purpose. But you know, yes, you do have a purpose, but you can't invent it. You can't invent it. You don't want to invent a purpose. If you have children, and I started the program with children, so we wandered away a little bit, but we came back to it. The only thing a parent needs to be is you don't want to be a teacher. The children can unfold like a flower, see, in the sun. You have to be the sun, S-O-N, see. And so the children, the sun in you, S-O-N, it's impossible to disturb. You cannot disturb a Jesus. You cannot insult him. He cannot react to you. You cannot serve two masters. You can't serve Roy Masters either, so I want you to serve me. My job is for you to serve your intuition. But being born into broken homes, and many homes do not see their brokenness. When they love their children, they don't know what love really is and may do too much. What is it? You can enjoy breastfeeding. Let me give you an example. This is not spoken. No, this is something that's not spoken about. But there are certain women that get pleasure from breastfeeding, but they get sort of a sexual experience from that, from the child. So they're actually getting something from the child, see, a pleasure that is unhealthy. And the Indians, certain tribes of Indians, would play with children to make them braves, angry, you know, dangerous. So they do not respond to the child's need for milk, but make them cry for it and get upset, then feed them. That's how, these are the things are well known. And so these things, as I speak to you, apply to you. They apply to you, the games that people play. And the Indians don't, the tribe of Indians, I forget who they were, but it happened. And you can see in principle, see, how it could work to bring up a brave, an angry brave, and reward him. For his angriness and cruelty, and you feel protected. See that? There's another way you bring up a child so you're protected, but not that way. What you want to bring up is a human being. Yes. And so therefore you have to have that nature in you. Something that cannot be disturbed or made angry, but stands up and is firm and rolls off you like water off a duck's back.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, here we are again. Hello again. Hello, Jo Lynn. How are we doing with each other today?
Pardon me?
Are you doing it? Am I doing you any good?
Yes, I think so. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't holding on to any grudges or any grievances against my mother that would have caused that, you know, entity to show up.
But you, the reason why it showed up is because the entity lives in the darkness of your life, of your anger, uh-huh. Your hostility. It lives there. It feeds it off it. It feeds off it and grows instead of you. See, it grows a mucky, dark thing instead of something beautiful and Jesus-like. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so as long as you don't know it's there, it can play with you, make you responsible for something it makes you do, and so you get lost in it. But as you started to wake up, that waking up, whatever's waking you up, is giving you an awareness of something in yourself. And that something in yourself is afraid. And so that's, you may think it's your fear. It isn't. It is beginning to see that you have found something, and it doesn't like to be seen. And it tries to shock you by making an appearance so that you go back right down again. But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Uh-uh. You say, I see who you are.
Yeah.
And that's
right
it.
My mother.
It goes away. Yes, it came through your mother. Is your mother dead?
No, she's about 90 and she's getting there. But
well, you be careful. No. You be careful of her. You visit her, baby. I've had experiences with people like this. You could have a mother like that that you are taking care of a lot, but she's taking your life force away.
Oh, I have to tell you things. Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yes, I understand it already. And there's three of us in the family, and she has always been cruel and mean to me.
You know why?
Baby, the other two, and, it's just been a real unfair relationship all of my life.
I'll hold it right there. You just gave me just a wonderful opportunity to say something to you.
Uh-huh.
See, she's the darkness in her, your mother.
Yes.
Saw the brightness in you,
yes,
and put you aside, and then rewarded the other ones that are weak for her.
Absolutely.
And then you begin to resent your mother for rewarding them, because you think in your little self, why is my mother babying or rewarding these kids? Because you can see they're weak and they're spoiled. And they may hate you, but your mother sets you aside because she's afraid of you. Something in her is afraid of you, and makes you want to feel like you're the outcast, that you're not worth anything. And then she's giving a sense of worth to the two others that she owns already.
That's the whole thing.
And that is like how can I say? It's like a government. You get those, whatever particular side you're on, politically side you're on. If you will reward the people that support your wickedness, if the wicked person supports the person, I'm not so interested in saying it properly, and maybe I'm a little bit tired. But
she rewards the wrong in a person.
That's right.
And,
see, you took it out. It's a good thing I didn't say anything, because you got to say it yourself. That's better.
Yeah.
You see?
She's an enabler. She enables the wrong in a person. I'm talking about the family right here between us. And then, I would stand up for some good stuff like that. Oh, man, she's flying off the handle.
That's right.
She can handle it. She caused a lot of trouble to me in my life.
I tell you this.
My sister is, who is older, and the administrator of her now, because she's 90 and so forth. She has become a tyrant, and she has done some cruel things to me, just like my mother would do.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. This is the kind of thing, I want to tell you a little story.
Yeah?
Because this is the kind of thing. If you give in to the sister, and she's lying in bed, and you've got to feel sorry for her if she's lying in bed. And
she's
she
got
may
cancer
be
di- now. This came out just recently. She's got...
All right. But I want to tell you a story about how things can happen.
Huh?
I want to just tell you a little story, how things can happen. So the story helps you to see the point. So you have a mother, and she gets a little bit of life every time you see her. But a little bit of life gets drained away. And then you can have a mother that's so the more you give her, the more she wants. And you cannot please her, no matter how much you please her, so you get angry. And when you get angry, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you try harder to please her.
Yeah.
And either she can reward you, and that encourages you to be a slave, or she gets angry and demands more than you can give, and you get angry, and you can't have, you run away, and then you think twice, you come back, and when you come back in the bedroom, and she's dying from cancer.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there holding her hand, all of a sudden, the eyes will open, she goes, boo! I gotcha.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful of that, because that's permanent. If you get it. So you have to be very careful how that slips into you. From other people.
About my sister or my mother? I mean, because my sister's got the cancer.
You'd be surprised. That's the one that will do it to you.
That's the one. She is the curse on my life. The way
I know
it.
That's the one you. But you have to learn to let her go. She has got the sickness of your mom.
She does. You are right.
She's got it in her own way. And she's dying because she's given up the life to her mother. She gave up her life to her mother.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
And now my mother moved in with her because she couldn't stand.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
See, I told you the story, and it's coming out, isn't it?
Yes. They cut me out of the will. They did a real crummy thing. They became me.
Thank God. Oh, you're free from them. You just need to walk away from that family.
I did. I haven't talked to them 2 years.
And walk away from the memories. Walk away from the memories as well. Go on with your life that they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I feel. And that's what I've been doing. And I thought, I knew you'd give me a good advice on that. And you hit it on the head.
I know.
I know.
I know. I'm just rubbing my fingernails on my chest here.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Roy. We love you. And I couldn't have gone through my life, I don't think, without talking with you once in a while.
Well, you just pay it forward, and everything, the world will be a better place, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
So you don't worry about your sisters, and if you ever meet them on the streets, or you want to go visit them once in a while.
No, I don't do that at all. My brother is a little younger than I am, and he's developing Parkinson's because of his lifestyle. And
it's
they
all
think
the same.
They think I'm going to take care of him when they pass away. And I'm not going to have anything to do with him. He's done... stole from me, all kinds of things. Yeah.
We'll just turn them over to the government and let them take care of them.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a bad family you came from.
It is.
You're a survivor.
I didn't know that until I turned about 50 years old.
But you didn't know.
You
didn't know you were a blessed lady.
No. Well, thank you for that. But
you are.
I hope so.
No, you are.
What do you mean about that?
You mean you are a blessed person.
Oh, wow.
Because see those forces inside you are beginning to... The reason why you had that exorcism is because you were wanting to wake up. You wanted to understand what's life about. You wanted it. Deep down inside, there's a part of you that says, I want to know what the purpose of life is. It's always there. It's always been in there. Am I correct?
You're correct. You are correct.
You just wanted to, and finally your wish was granted. You endured all these things. You've seen all these things, but slowly but surely you began to wake up.
So
now that you're awake, don't hate the hurter.
I'm not.
But remember the scripture, revenge is mine, say the Lord.
Yes.
I shall pay back. So you just... let them go.
Okay.
Let your memories go, and start looking, just enjoying the flowers and the bees, and it's not silly. I don't know how to say it. You know, I've got a few minutes left. Let me share something with you. Uh-huh. How does Roy Masters learn to write physics better than the physicists themselves, having never gone to school? I'm not going to go into physics with you, but I know how everything is created. I know that there's two There are two theories that clash in physics. I found that the whole universe is only needs one, only one theory, not two. And so I know how everything is created, one thing after another. They know how to build things. I know how they got created because I'm intuitive. I know there's an entity, a metaphysical, unseeable self that sees through you, that gives you to see the bad and to help you to avoid it and to make it afraid of you.
Okay.
And to make you overcome, the overcomer. And it gives you a peaceful self that cannot be disturbed, because you cannot serve two masters.
No.
If you have that self in you, which you do, from now on, you can never be upset or disturbed. Nobody can take a piece out of you anymore.
Yeah.
But what goes through you, what shines through you, will upset them into causing them to accept the good in you, and two things will happen. They will go mad and suffer and die. Or they will become better because you love me now. And the reason why you love me, because God is in me, and you, the God in you, recognized the God in me. All I did was validate that you already had it. I didn't give you anything. You already had it when you were born. Mm. And one more thing. And redemption awaited you before you were born. So all you need is someone to bring you the message. God loves you.
Yeah.
See
that? That's what you have done.
Yes. So you don't have to do anything. He will do his thing through you. He will use you. You can say, it's almost like say, Dad, what do you want me to do today? And you don't know what he wants, but every day is a different day. And you'll know what to do without even planning anything. You'll know how to deal with trials and tribulations without any effort. And you overcome the overcomer. That's what I want to see in America. Okay, have a good evening, Jolynn. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to read you something. And you can look for this one. It's about 5 pages. Pamphlets. The Great Deception of Education. It's all about the family anyway. This has destroyed your kids. You've got to keep them away from the system. Anyway, separating your child from the system. It's called Great Deception of Education. You go to my website and go for books and then pamphlets and then booklets. And you look for the title. And you may want to scroll and see what you like. And you can always see a little bit. You can decide to buy it. It's not much. Very inexpensive. It's all my work from 1960. Thousands of them. Here it is. Separating your child from the system. If your child is in trouble, it is essential that you separate him or her from their friends so that they might recover their senses. Sin has a sick hypnotic hold on the mind, even the soul itself. It is impossible to fight the hypnotic influence of a parent after the mind has been programmed. Indeed, by striving angrily with your child, you are more likely to extend the evil and give the evil strength in their rebellion and conformity. The separate parent will cut the child away from such corrupting influences as friends, hi-fi, dope, which act as a hypnotic reinforcements. Soon the power of their suggestions will diminish, but not without some pain to you when you do it, but no anger towards the pain they give you, because they're going to be getting angry about you, the way you teach them, but you're teaching them something different when I'm just getting away from the text now. It's how you deal with their reaction to your correction. How you deal with it calmly. And so they begin to feel guilty about what they do to you, and so they should in a good way. There it is. So I'm going to just read some more of this pamphlet just to finish off the program and give it a nice touch. It's too late to start a new caller. So hold on to me for a minute and see the great deception of education, separating your child from the system. Please support the program with your tax-deductible donations. Thank you very much. And that we pay it forward. If I give you some good, then I don't get paid for this. And my salary of the Foundation of Human Understanding, a nonprofit organization, it's a 501c3, just like the Catholics. Same political and legal position. I couldn't find the right words for a second. So anyway, so you can support the program and pay it forward. And pay it forward with the change of your life too. The way I pay my way forward in my life, I'm paying it forward every day. Somebody gets a little bit better, and that person who gets better makes somebody else better, and so on and so forth. Doing to others what was done to you, not doing unto others what you would have them do unto you. See that? Otherwise, in the country we've got right now, it's just the opposite, doing to others as it was done to you. And so that this is what's causing a country to fall. So how does you change it back to the origin of creation? That spirit that Adam was right next to at that time fell from it. And through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. So the whole human race is mixed up. All different kinds of cultures and behaviors, but the dark spirit is in there, all of us. And we have to have a bright spirit. American became a bright spirit. It blossomed into a bright spirit. But not everybody was good in it, but it was the great mass was ripe. And it was wonderful. It saved millions and millions and millions of lives. But slowly but surely we got schools, we got education. And slowly but surely socialism and the word capitalism came to my mind. Capitalism is not really freedom of way of doing business. Capitalism is I don't want to go into that right. It's too horrible to talk about because I only got a few minutes left. So what I'm trying to get you to do is go to my website. Let me finish reading this to you. Because otherwise I'm going to start off in a whole new... You have to wait till tomorrow night before I want to say to you. I've got so many things to share with you tomorrow night. So I said, the separate parent, the separated parent, sensible parent, I should say, can cut the child away from the corrupting influences of the fiends, the hi-fi, the dope, which act as a hypnotic reinforcements. And soon the power of their suggestion will diminish, but not without some pain and withdrawal symptoms, leaving your child with painful realization of the follies of their ways and eventually of the good you are doing for them, even though they feel angry at you. But is an anger that caused them to see the good at work and feel guilty in a good way, not in a bad way. You could feel bad, make them guilty in a bad way and make them run and turn on you, see, and make you difficult for you to help them and save them. No, it's the how you do it. It's the tone of your voice. It's the beauty of your timing. See? And so that meditation, if you can go to, I like to call it meditation. I don't know what they have other names for it now these days. But it is a meditation to be still and know he's God. And I'm showing you that way. It's a 7-minute meditation. It doesn't cost anything. It's only 7 minutes. Just download it and put it on your iPhone. That's all. And you see in 7 minutes, the light will come into you. I'm just going to show you, you know, the number of the street. I'm going to give you the name of the street. It's not really. It's just like giving you a set of instructions where you're going to find your creator, that where the son of the prodigal son. He comes back and he thinks to himself, he's got to find himself back to the father. And he thinks at some point along the way that my father can't forgive me for this. But the father doesn't care about that. He's learned his knows it. The son has learned the lessons. And he meets him halfway. I'm going to show you a technique which is simply sitting quietly and know, and you will find God. I'm giving you a set of instructions that have no religious significance. Not that you can see. No words, no verses and chapters, nothing. I will show you where the street is, so to speak, and what level of where you go to the house and what floor, so you can ring the bell, so to speak, to come in and be welcomed. So I don't know how to explain it, but when you find that way, when you cross the border, the something of the border you go towards comes over you that's metaphysical. It's not physical, it is him that made the universe. And it fills you with a different kind of energy so that you can counter the stress energy around you. But you can't, you're not really, this is a gift of energy. It's a gift of perception, the ability to see every minute of the way so that every step you make is correct without even knowing where you're going. You're just free. I look at my life and my 88th year, which is almost another 4 months away, I'll be 88. And I wanted to be a physicist when I was a kid. I thought, yes, maybe I'd like to be a doctor. My father dies when I'm 12, so it's not possible for me to any of those. Oh, well. And guess what? Without going to school, I know how to cure a post-traumatic stress disorder and know exactly what to do and help hundreds of thousands of soldiers already. Hundreds of thousands. I wish I could do more. I'm doing the best I can. I'm also a physicist. I've written a book. It took me 35 years. So I found something about the world that the physicists would be afraid to hear. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I've been on the air 55 years, and you have heard no program like this before. And this is not my best day. Yesterday was my best day, but you did see a lady call from yesterday with a great deal of delight. Magic. And her problems are going away. And your problems will go away. Sometimes people listen to me for 20 years and never get it. But, you know, they go back far back than that in my life. People have been listening to me for 55 years. That's why they live so long. Thank you. We'll be right back.